Amen. Let's look in the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse number 8. Thank you. I understand we had a full house last night at prayer meeting here in the sanctuary. Beautiful, wonderful. Carson was so excited about it, he had to send pictures to us. And we appreciate Sister Cox accommodating. And it's just absolutely awesome what God is doing. Praise the Lord. Build it and they will come. Look around. Isn't it awesome? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. All right, Genesis 6 and 8. The Bible says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Thank the Lord. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Somebody shout grace. All right. Exodus 33, 12 through 17. Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Moses arguing with God a little bit. Lord, you've called me, but you haven't sent anybody to... Moses had no confidence in himself. He had no confidence in himself. The Lord had to build all that up. And he did. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you know, how many of you have ever used a walking stick before? I have, you know. Some call it a walking stick. I call it a dog stick, just in case, you know. And Moses had that. And when God can turn that into a snake and you have to pick it up by the tail, the Lord can teach you some confidence. The Bible said Moses even ran. Well, he did. And then he said, now therefore I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight. And consider this, that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. In other words, I'm going to deliver you, Moses. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Moses struggling with this grace thing. And God has given it to him. And he's still struggling with it. And he said, is it not in that thou goest with us, so shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. It's no problem, Moses. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know you by name. The Lord just told Moses, get over it. I've given you mercy, and I've given you grace. I have felt the Holy Ghost in this building since the moment I stepped into the prayer room this morning, and I feel it even right now. I could speak in tongues just like that. Hallelujah. I want us to call on the name of the Lord. And here's what I want to preach. Found grace. Found grace. Amen. Now, I am a victim of double grace. Amen. And when I was born, I found grace because that was my mother's name. And then when I was a little older, I found grace. And that was mercy from God. Let's look to the Lord and ask God to help us. Jesus, we love you, praise you, and honor you. We ask you, Master, to move in a deep way by your Spirit, in a wonderful way by your power and your great presence. Lord, we are standing before the burning bush. Jesus, we are hearing the voice of God in the ark of God as Noah did when Noah found grace. And we ask you right now to move upon every heart every young person, every young man, every young lady, every individual, married couples, elderly, me and everyone else, Lord, by your Spirit today in the name of Jesus. And somebody shout amen. God bless you as you're seated just now. The Bible said Noah found grace. Amen. It even says, but Noah found grace. Amen. It was a time when the world was very wicked, much like our world is even right now. It's a very sad day that sometimes there's not even safety in the church, and that gunmen can come in and shoot people. I was speaking about that a little while ago with Brother Bennett, and he said, and I didn't know this, that gunman that came into Texas and shot up a couple of people before an ex-state trooper in the congregation shot him. If it were our building, it was right over there against a wall. State trooper went around the corner and took his life. Had to. The man was killing people in the congregation. And that's where we are today. It's a sad day when you can't find safety and pavilion. But the story is that the man had the wrong church. It wasn't even the right church he was supposed to go to and do whatever he had intended to do. I don't get that. Amen. Every church he went into to do that would have been the wrong church. But he had planned for a different assembly. That being said, amen, we live in a wicked world. Amen. We live in a terrible society. Amen. And the world is growing more wicked as the days go forward. And so it would be a good time, as Noah did, to find grace. It would be a good day to find God's mercy. It would be a good day to find God's hope. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you today that there's hope in this house. There's help in this house. Amen. Every day, our young people, every day in schools, and every day, ladies and gentlemen, especially my age group or whatever, amen. If you knew some of the stuff that was talked about in schools today, if you knew about some of the things that go on in public, now that's not necessarily a time to isolate your kids and isolate your people and so that they don't have any kind of a framework of what's going on in the world. Amen. I'm not blasting homeschool. We homeschooled our kids for a little while. Amen. And that got on our nerves so bad, we packed them up and sent them back to public school. Hallelujah. Amen. And prayed harder at home for God's protection. Praise God. Amen. And they made it. They actually made it. I made sure that they worked in the public. I made sure they had jobs in the public before we secluded them in the church. Because I want them to understand it's a rotten world out there. And people need our assistance. We don't have to hide from them because we've got the power of the Holy Ghost. We've got the anointing of God that can break their yokes and my yokes at the very same time. And so our arms are extended to the world, but we're not living in the world. This is our world. The church is our world. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Contrary to what some believe, I believe the church is blessed. I believe the man of God is to lead the church, and I believe the man of God is very blessed of God. Amen. And we follow him as he follows Christ. Amen. You cannot be wrong with the pastor and right with the master. I'm sorry. Amen. You know, you can't hotwire your way into heaven. Amen. The Bible says, how shall they know without a man of God? And so that being said, but I also believe the church is blessed as well. Amen. The man can fail, but the church is going to sail. He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen. So if I were you, I'd get in here and I'd make this my church. I'd make this my place of worship. I'd make this where I pray. I'd dedicate and relegate my life. This wouldn't be part-time. This wouldn't be half-time. This would be all of the time, and this would be full-time. Amen. Moses found grace. Noah found grace. And I'm sure we could find a lot more people in the Word of God that found grace. Songs are sung about it. Lessons are taught about it. Sermons are preached about it. Amen. God's grace. His wonderful grace. Yet we are not born with grace. We are not born with mercy. We are not born with forgiveness. And we are not instantly accepted and applied into the kingdom of God. We need to know that. We need to comprehend and understand that. Amen. Grace is something that must be found. Praise the Lord. I've probably told you before, but I'll tell you again if I did. When I was a boy, and I do mean a very young boy, amen, for a while I thought puppies were just dug up out of the ground. Amen. I thought their mothers just found them. And I'll tell you why. Because whenever one of our dogs would have puppies, my dad would always say, so-and-so found puppies today. I thought, okay, I'll just rush the issue. I'll go find them myself. And I went digging everywhere. I dug under the barn. I dug under the house. I dug beside the road. I dug everywhere looking for puppies. Guess what? You're right. I never found a puppy. Amen. Don't get sad. Hallelujah. But I just wasn't very good at it. I wasn't as good as the mother dogs were. Amen. Until I found out where puppies really came from. Praise God. Since then, praise God, I've learned where they come from. Not found by their mother, but born to their mother. Now, the exact opposite is true about grace. We're not born with it. It must be found. That's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. Listen, we cannot have a love of a dollar more than we have a love of God. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you love money more than you love God? Where's all the hands? I knew I wasn't going to get many volunteers. But I'm just simply going to say, amen. If we have a love for money, we're going to get disappointed so many times. Our goals are going to be set, and they're going to be broken. And we're going to be shortchanged and wind up with less than what we were. Our plans were. Listen, all of that. If we will just seek the kingdom of God first, all of this other stuff will be added. You believe it? Now, would the seekers raise your hands and worship the Lord with me? There you go. Amen. Hallelujah. And the people that are smiling at me and lifting their hands are smiling at me because they have come to realize, Pastor, what you're saying is the exact truth. We chased it without God and it didn't happen. And then we came to God and then all of that came. Praise God. Amen. Now, because the exact opposite, that's why the Bible says that. Amen. Because, given some of our background, it could take some time to truly find the real grace we really need. And we don't need to be preoccupied with a lot of other things or a lot of other stuff. Amen. That scripture goes on to say, and all these other things will be added to you. God says grace first. Living and life next. There's no life without the grace of God. There's only, and listen, we don't have grace because we say we do. We only have grace because we found it. Amen. Hallelujah. Scripture goes on to say that. Amen. Hallelujah. Grace is not found in rut. It's not found in ritual. It's not found in a routine. And it's not found because you said it loud. It's not found because you said it proud. It's not found because you said, I have grace, I'm a Christian. It's not found because of those things. Grace is found in total forgiveness. And it is found in forgiveness God's way, not mine. That's why good people can be disqualified from grace. That's why bad people are disqualified from grace. And that's why bad people can find grace and good people can find grace. Amen. I don't like it when people want to project themselves a little better than everybody else, because the ground is level at the base of the cross. I don't care who you are. We all need the grace of God. I don't care how many Girl Scout cookies you sell. I don't care how many times you go to church. I don't care how many times you grace the door. Amen. That does not save you. Amen. How much you give to the Salvation Army, how much you donate to Goodwill, it does not matter. It doesn't even matter how much you give in the offering. It doesn't matter how much your attendance is. Amen. That doesn't find grace. The only way we're going to find grace is in the ways of God, in the will of God, by the Word of God. And it's got to be intentional. You're not going to accidentally fall into grace. You're not going to accidentally. Amen. We live in a society today. Can I preach? Amen. We live in a society today that when everybody dies, everybody makes it to heaven. Brother Yance, it blew my mind a few years back. Somebody passed away and they were a drug addict. They were alcoholics. Amen. And one of their friends said, I can see them in heaven now with a Budweiser in both hands. If you believe that, you are deceived from a devil from hell. Oh, mercy. No hand clapping. No hand clapping. Because we are living in a day when even the church can be affected by a simple mindset that everybody is going to heaven. I'm telling you, not everybody's going to heaven, but I'm also going to tell you, not everybody's going to go to hell. But there will not be accidental people making it to heaven. And there will not be accidental people making it to hell. I'm telling you right now, we've got to have a mind made up. We've got to have a mindset. We've got to have a grit, gut-filled determination that we're going to make heaven our home. Hallelujah. Amen. And then and only then, it's still going to take the mercy of God. It's still going to take the grace of God. Hello? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So you find grace and you find it in the church and you stay with the church. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard it said last night. Amen. Don't leave the church. The only reason people leave the church is because the church outgrew them. You didn't outgrow the church. It's impossible for you to outgrow the church. Because remember, he said the gates of hell will not prevail. Apparently, they have prevailed against you as an individual. We don't walk away from the church. We make up our mind that we're going to stay with the church. And we can't go absent. Amen. And we can't grow tardy. And we can't make every reason rhyme an excuse to be gone. Amen. If there's a better place out there in the world, if there's a better occupation, if there's a better sensation, if there's a better, hey, you better get back in the church and find you an altar. And you need to find grace. Hello? God is digging. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. I've been praying for a young man for years. Amen. And finally he came to me and he shared with me. And I was able to tell him, God's digging in your heart to get you to worship. He's digging in your spirit to get you to pray. He's digging in your heart to make you give God expression. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants to give you a face. He wants to make you one of us. He wants to give you a number. Hallelujah. When the saints go marching in. I don't care if I'm number 12, number 13, or number 150. Amen. I just want to go marching in. We can't sit here blank. We can't sit here dormant. We can't sit here and making up our own mind the way we want it to be and condition it and culture it and carve it the way we want it to be. Amen. What do you want to be? A big fish in a little tiny pond? Hallelujah. No. You make friends with everybody in the house. You love everybody in the house. You worship with everybody in the house. And let's find grace. My hand up first, I need grace. Anybody out there need grace? Hello? Hallelujah. Amen. My mother's gone. She's dead. She died. I did her funeral. Amen. I baptized her, prayed her through to the Holy Ghost, but she's gone. Amen. So that grace is no more. Amen. But God's grace still exists, and I'm clinging to it until the rapture, until the day someone does my funeral. Hello? Amen. Ask yourself out loud, are you serious? Are you serious? Are you serious? Because if you're not, you won't make it. You've never heard a preacher say that, have you? No, because they want to twinkle around and dance around like Tinkerbell on the platform so they can fill the building and get a big size offering bucket filled up. Amen. But we're not about the offering. We're not about that. Amen. We're about people being born again. We're about people being saved. We're about people making it to glory. We've got to find this grace so we can win this race. So it's not found in rut, ritual, routine. Grace is found in total forgiveness, God's way. Now, if we want real forgiveness and not a quick fix, not an emotional high, amen, we need some other things. Amen. Number one, we need a hunger. We need a genuine thirst. Not lip service alone, but a real down deep hunger in our heart. This is a hunger that tradition cannot dictate to. But you're willing to keep digging, keep searching, keep looking to see if there's just one more morsel of grace, forgiveness or mercy that you may need to make heaven home for eternity. Amen. You're so hungry that you know grandma can't give it to you. You know grandpa can't give it to you. You know religion and denomination can't give it to you. It's got to come from God himself. A real hunger and a thirst that'll make you search and continue in earnest pursuit to find the grace of God. Number two, you got to come in with your eyes wide open. Hello? Amen. I tell our young couples, I say, they're getting ready to get married. I said, you better go into this thing with your eyes wide open. And if you decide to get married, you better walk away from my pulpit after I marry you with your eyes half closed. Hello? Because it ain't going to be as perfect as you thought it was. And if you think marriage is going to solve your problems, you're headed for a big one. Amen. Hallelujah. We marry out of love. We marry out of the fact that we feel we can't live without one another. And we marry out of the fact that God has brought us together in unity and all of that. And then after that, I'll help you. My wife will help you. Leadership will help you. The church will help you. Worship will help you. Prayer will help you. God will help you. And with all of that, you can't lose. And on and on and on and on, you'll keep finding grace. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you got to come into this with your eyes wide open. Amen. Because there's things that God wants you to find. You can't come in here groggy. You can't come in here lazy and hazy. You can't come in here all fogged up and can't see and don't have a vision. Amen. My Bible says without a vision of people perish. You got to open your eyes, and they've got to be wide open to the direction of the Holy Ghost, to the guidance of God, and to the mercy of the Lord. You may begin to see things you've never seen before. This in itself doesn't necessarily make the things you see wrong. To find God's grace, you've got to have your eyes open for revelation. Can God move on you to do more? Is that possible? If he can't, you're not going to make it. Boy, I'm saying some tough stuff here today. Hello. Amen. Can God change your prayer life and make it deeper? If he can't, you're not going to make it. Because if he's moving on you to make it deeper and you resist him, you're rebellion against God. You're rebelling against God. And rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. What's the difference between rebellion to God and practicing witchcraft? Not one thing. Wow. I'm not popular today. But I am going to tell you. If you'll let God bring about change, if you'll let God dig in and dig you out, if you'll let the Spirit of God move and let Him move mightily, if you'll be sincere and let God sincerely do a work, amen, you're going to make it. Amen. You're not only going to make it, but you're going to cause someone else to make it as well. Amen. Because you're losing your independence. You're losing your little sold out, little tiny society. And you're coming out, breaking out. You're busting a move in the Holy Ghost, and the devil can't take it. And you're going to take somebody with you. Somebody help me worship the Lord right now. Would you do that? Amen, 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 amen. We need it. Amen. The starting point is when, in fact, you feel your need for change, for something better, and you see it right in front of your eyes. You've got to go for it, no matter what anybody thinks or what anybody says. Amen. Opinion polls do not save you. God does. So when you feel an indifference about the Word of God, and you feel an indifference about what I'm preaching, when you feel indifference about what our leadership projects, amen, you go around to your friends and say, what do you think? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And if every one of them agree with you, that doesn't mean diddly. It doesn't mean a thing. Your little opinion poll will not work for the grace of God. Once you find grace, you cling to grace. Once you find truth, you cling to truth. Once you find the anointing, you stay with the anointing. Amen. No matter what puffs up against you, and no matter how you feel or what the devil wants you to know. Am I good? Is this okay? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Thirdly, you've got to have ears to hear when grace is near. I want you to hear it. I want you to sense it. I want you to feel it. When the grace of God is near, I want you to be able to touch it. I want you to be able to caress it. I want you to be able to pull it in. I want you to be one like me or anybody else that says, Lord, wait a minute, wait a minute. Don't go to anyone else. Stop right here. I need this. I feel this. I sense this. I've got to have this. Amen. I don't want grace, amen, to abuse it. I want grace to use it. I want grace to give me knowledge. I want it to give me understanding. Amen. I want it to help me. I want to find grace so I can leave this place. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Find grace. Hallelujah. If you refuse to hear it, it's virtually impossible to find grace. I believe if you come into our church and the wonderful presence of God opens your eyes and opens your ears, and when you get close to the grace of God, there will be bells and whistles. Now, don't come down here listening for a ding-a-ling-a-ling. I'm speaking spiritually. Amen. God will enlighten you. You will feel something like you've never felt. Amen. You will be touched by God like you've never been touched. Hello? Amen. I'm not talking charismatic. Amen. The charismatic way is just so smooth and so, you know, they will bring bells if you're not careful. Amen. Amen. I remember one time he did it, so I'm not afraid to tell you who it was. I think it was T.D. Jakes. Amen. He was preaching. Amen. And the man is so wise. He was approached by one of our preachers, and he said, and one of our preachers said, Brother Jakes, why aren't you preaching baptism in Jesus' name? Why aren't you preaching the infilling of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues? Why aren't you? And he said, the time is not right. Listen, my Bible said today is the day of salvation. Amen. And one time, he's got a massive church there in Dallas. I preached in a church about 2 or 3 miles from his place, and I went out to see it, and it's just gorgeous. It's beautiful what God has done and how God really wants to move. Amen. He wants to do a great thing. And there's so many of these people, amen, that could have turned it on, can turn it on for God. And he was preaching, and all of a sudden, this lady in the congregation stands up. And she's wearing, what is it that you wear when you do ballet, that little, what do you call it? Tutu. it looks like 1-1. Ain't no 2-2 about it. And she just started doing this. And you could tell it was orchestrated. The pulpit designed it, and they had it planned. And she was just, while he was preaching, she was just all over the congregation doing the 2-2 and all of that everywhere. And I thought, seriously? Come on, buddy. You got more gravel than that. Amen. You tell them people that they can stand up and worship in the Holy Ghost. You tell them that they can stand and praise God with everything they've got. They can put all their fortitude and they can pour everything into it. Hallelujah. Amen. These people were raised up. Amen. Did you know, I'm going to pick on Elvis Presley. He's dead and gone. He can't do anything about it. Amen. Hey, nothing contrary to some of you that saw him at Kmart. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just telling you. Amen. He started out of the church. He got all that gyration and all that excitement and all that thrill and feel and all that movement and all of that. He stole that from worship. He stole that from praise. Read his history. Amen. It wasn't just his song that turned him on. It was his gyrations and his movements. Hello? He took what God gave him to turn the world upside down. Amen. That man could have been used by God. Others could have been used by God. They could have been blessed by God. We go back. We talk about Dolly Parton started in church. We go back. Loretta Lynn, she started in church. We can talk about people that left your Bible college. They're rocking the world with silly songs and silly music that don't even represent the truth anymore. God could have rocked our world with truth. Hallelujah. When they found grace, but they walked away from it. We will not walk away from the grace of God. The grace of God is found in repentance. It's found in baptism in Jesus' name. I can't hear your nod. I can't hear your nod. It's found in the deep infilling of the Spirit. It's found in the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's found in the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. It's found in the deep presence of God. Amen. Even with all of that, life is still a struggle. Even with all of that, prayer is a struggle. Fasting is a struggle. Attendance in the house of God is a struggle because we've got everything in the world trying to pull us different directions. Amen. Hallelujah. So even with that, it's still a struggle. But greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Amen. I'd like for somebody to stand to your feet and begin to praise God for the Holy Ghost. Praise God for repentance. Praise God for baptism in the name of Jesus. Praise God for the authority and the anointing that He has over me. Not that I have over Him, but that He has over me. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Amen. I've got the knowledge of the truth. I've got the knowledge of the gospel. I've got the knowledge of grace. I know how to find grace. I've just got to seek it. I know how to find mercy. I've just got to seek it. I know how to find anointing. I've just got to seek it. He's not playing games. We feel the tender touch of God today because He's a lamb. Amen. He is the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. But when we stand before Him at judgment, the Bible says He will be transformed into a lion. Because a lamb cannot send individuals to hell, but a lion can devour them. He has to take on that nature. Amen. Because if church got on your nerves to the point that you couldn't be consistent, if church was not on your plate, if church was not your priority, if worshiping God was not your full time, amen, you would never be happy in heaven, and so you're not going to make it. You You're not going to walk through gates of pearl. You're not going to see Jesus face to face in that way. Amen. You'll see him face to face because every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. Amen. They're going to say he is Lord before he casts his judgment. But we need to understand and comprehend today there's grace to be found, but it's his way. We can't make it up as we go along. We can't make an excuse, that's the way I was raised. We can't make an excuse, that's my nature. We can't make an excuse, that's the way I feel, that's the way I think. Hello? Amen. You put your nature on the altar. You put the way you feel. You put the way you think. You put the way you respond to things. The way you react to things. The way you live. The way you look. The way you dress. The way you walk. The way you talk. Put it on the altar so you can find grace. Hallelujah. Let's stand together. My. Moses didn't find grace at first because he tried it his way. When he saw it, he tried to manipulate it and work it. Maybe I'll kill this Egyptian and let the Israelites know I'm on their team. And then the Israelites said, what are you going to do? Kill us like you killed the Egyptians? And Moses ran to the backside of the desert. And sometimes it's only on the backside of the desert that we can truly find grace. But regardless, thank God we found it. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes that's where we have to find grace. But that's okay. Wherever and whatever the circumstances, as long as we find God's favor. Moses had to learn some things about the nature of God. Amen. The nature of God doesn't bend to us, but we bend to him. We need to have an active knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. An active knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hello. Amen. The gospel is the death, the burial, the resurrection, repentance, baptism, Holy Ghost. My. Repentance is godly sorrow. Baptism is in the name of Jesus to wash those sins away. The infilling of the Holy Ghost is our power. Praise God. We die with him in repentance. We die to our old nature. Romans 6:4, we are buried with him in baptism. Mark 16:16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Ephesians 5:5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Acts 22:16, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized. Wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Landmark, do not be found guilty telling somebody they're a great Christian if they've never had their sins washed away in the name of Jesus. Don't condemn somebody because that's the way you think or the way you feel. We're going to find grace, but it's going to be God's way. Simon Peter put it in a nutshell in Acts 2:38. When they asked him, what should we do? And he said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. And you shall, separate experience, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is the fulfillment of Jesus Christ's commission in Luke. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. So, Noah found grace. Moses found grace, not by accident. They searched, and they found it. Moses saw the burning bush. Eyes were open to God. He heard the voice of God. His ears were open to the voice of God. He acted on the direction of God. Left all that was familiar to be obedient to the grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. My. And I wonder today if there's anyone in the house. Amen. Listen. Regardless of how much time you got clocked in, regardless of how much prayer we got packed in behind us, or the longevity of serving God, living for God. Listen, I'm telling you, it doesn't count when it comes to grace. If you need grace, find it. Don't be too proud to reach out for it. And then don't be too lazy to maintain it. Hello? I wonder if there's anybody in the house today that not according to modernism, not according to modern religion, but according to the Word of God, could use just a little bit of God's grace. And if you could, the altars are open. The presence of God is here, and the anointing wants to break that yoke.
Find favor in your sight.
Mighty God, mighty God.
Lord, please.
Spirit of the Lord.
Hear my heart's cry.
Presence of the Lord.
I'm desperately waiting.
Reach to
Him.
Trust in Him. Believe in Him.
I'll cross the
depend on Him. Look to Him. Have confidence, not in us, but have confidence in Him. Have trust in God.
I will do.
In God we trust. Is that true, America? Because if it's not, they're going to take it off our currency. If it's not true, they're going to take it away from us. Trust in God. Hallelujah. Lord, we're believing you for mercy right now. We're believing you for grace right now. We're depending on you, Lord, for your anointing. Calling on the name of the Lord. Somebody reach out with somebody. Altar workers, would you help us right now? Let's believe the Lord with somebody. There's a young person. Amen. There's somebody that needs the Lord. Amen. They may need a little help. They may need a little hope. They may need a little assistance. Let's be sensitive to the Holy Ghost right now. Let's be touched of God. Let the Spirit move. Let the power and presence of the Lord move. Let the goodness of God flow. Let the strength of God flow. Yes. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit.
Yeah.
Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down.
Yeah.
Refreshing, God, send your spirit.
My.
Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down. Refreshing God sends your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing God sends your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing God sends your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit. Send your glory down.
I want to be where you are. I'm gonna be where you are. I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I've got to be where you are. I want to be where you are. I've got to be where. Refreshing, God, send your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down.
Hallelujah.
Winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit.
Oh, yes.
Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down.
Yes.
Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit.
Yes.
Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down.
Yes.
Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down.
Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit.
Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your spirit. Send the winds of refreshing, God, send your glory down.
Just want to be where you are, Lord. I just want to be where you are. I believe it's all of our desires. You say, Pastor, you feel like you preach too hard. But not really. Amen. Because those that are hungry, those that are thirsty, they desire the sincere meat of God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go to heaven together. Let's rejoice all the way through the gates. Amen. All right. God richly bless you. Shake hands. Greet our guests and our visitors and one another. Amen.